The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, your host every Sunday from 8 till 8:30, bringing you what I call the truth in real estate. No sugarcoating, no pretending, no salesmanship to try to get something from you. No, I just try to tell you like it is, because that's what you've been listening to me do for so many years. This is why Dave Ramsey endorses me, the great financial advisor whom you've probably heard before. Dave Ramsey has made me his local, endorsed local provider for real estate services. And I actually spent time with Dave and with Chris Hogan and with others, including Coach Lou Holtz, down in Franklin, Tennessee, back at the end of July. Wonderful time there. I'm a big believer in what Dave preaches, that debt is dumb and cash is king. There are many of us who have mortgages, and that's the reality of life. We have mortgages in order to buy houses oftentimes, but so much is floated through mortgages, and at the end of the day, mortgages just eat away at our asset, at our money. Tax deductions are wonderful. We all love tax deductions, and mortgage interest is a tax-deductible cost on our primary residence, and it is up to $1,100,000. The reality is that that interest now, if you look at 3% interest rates, you're only paying about 2% really after taxes on a 3% mortgage, because oftentimes about a third of that is tax deductible, depending upon your income. So Dave loves having me on board, and I love Dave. It's a mutual respect kind of a thing, and has been for many years, and I'm grateful to have his endorsement of my business. That's a very kind thing. Mark Levin recently started endorsing my business, and you've heard probably commercials that are running on the station. I'm grateful. Again, that's not something I pay for. That is something that Mark has done just to help me, just to be kind to me. So I'm grateful for that. And as a result, I find myself with this mantle of honesty that I need to carry forward. And much like the great one, and much like Dave Ramsey and others that carry truth forward without an agenda behind it, it's just to help people. That's what motivates me. Today, I want to talk about fear. And I want to talk about fear and faith, because in fear and faith, there's a really two competitive environments for our hearts to remain in. We live in faith or we live in fear. They cannot coexist at the same time, because either we have the faith that a decision that we've made was the right decision, or we move to a position of fear that it was the wrong decision. And oftentimes our hearts will vacillate between the two of them. Take, for instance, the purchase of a stock, which upon purchase goes up in value, and you are in faith that you made a good decision, until the next day that stock then drops below what you've paid for it. And there's this little ounce of fear. Oh, maybe I wasn't quite as smart as I thought I was. In business and real estate, it is true for me as a real estate agent that I am consistently faced with the reality of coming into the spring market of every year, which is typically starting in the February, early March timeframe, sometimes late January. And there is this point where the number of homes sold drops off fairly precipitously among all real estate agents, and where there is this time of reflection where we look at what we have made the year before, what we've been able to keep, and what we have to go into the next year. And we're really in a position that we need to take steps in faith in how we market not only our real estate that we're trying to sell, but also market to let people know that we're in the business. And I think in most business owners' environments, we face this dilemma. Does it make sense for me to spend money on this to get a return? For you as a home seller, you may have me or one of my team come by and walk through your house and tell you, here's where I would put a dollar to get $2 back. And you're ultimately going to rely on the faith that we have for the investment you're going to make. When you don't know what to spend money on, and you have commercials, and you have solicitations by mail, and you have friends telling you, oh, we did this and we got this return, you need the guiding hand of somebody who has the faith that is not unbridled, that is not blind faith, but is in fact faith that comes from the reality of experience to say, this is what you need to put money into in order to get the return you so desire. I recommend three things as the primary means of getting a return on the sale of real estate, as the way of getting the best return on the sale of real estate. And I give those three considerations to my clients consistently, and I share it here on the show, and I'll just tell you what they are. One is decluttering your house, because decluttering is the least expensive cost-wise. It's usually a question of taking things from your home and either placing them out front for a donation service to take them, or putting them into the large container that we call a trash bin and carrying it out to the curb. It's oftentimes just as simple as that. We spend our lives accumulating, and oftentimes we become afraid of letting those things go that we've had, and they can encumber us because of the emotional attachments, and we need to work through that process as a separate matter. If you don't know how to do that, get my Right Sizing Guide, which is a free publication. I charge nothing for it. I will mail it to you absolutely free because I believe the content will serve you well, and it's a nice introduction to me as a real estate business owner selling homes and helping you through that process. And I want to give it to you. I've been blessed in my business. And I think part of being like a doctor in my business, like my family of physicians and orthopedics and OBGYNs and physical therapists and so on, it's like, we want to help. I want to help. And so the Right Sizing Guide will give you tools on how to go through your stuff. I would get a copy today, and you can do so at ericstewartgroup.com or call our toll-free number at 800-900-9104. And leave a message if Louise or Grace don't pick up, because it's early, and we'll mail it out to you. Seriously, if you give us your address and your email and your phone number, we'll just call your email you to make sure you got it, but we'll send you a copy by mail. You can read it online at ericstewartgroup.com. Fear and faith are these two non-coexistent. How's that? Non-coexistent. They don't work together very well. We vacillate in life many times between the two of them. Even in the decision to make a move, especially when there are two people living in a home and one is saying, I'm afraid to move. The other one says, we got to move. And as you're trying to wrestle through getting your faith up for crossing the bridge from your existing home to another home, and you need someone who can help you think it through, that's us. Because we give you the honest truth, and we'll tell you the reasons why you shouldn't sell, as well as why you should consider it. I've had many widows who've contacted me over the years, and not just because I run a nonprofit to help widows called Widow Care, but really more especially because they just have heard my reputation, our team's reputation for care. And I will say now that when I'm contacted by a widow or widower, my first recommendation, if it's within a year of their spouse's passing, is not to move. I don't want business that's the wrong kind of business. I want the right kind of business that's well thought through and is clearly going to serve the family that I'm serving, going to care for them, going to be the right timing in all these things. Or I will say, I would question whether now's the right time. And I've had many families come back and thank me and say, yeah, you know, I'm so glad that I didn't sell my home. This would have been the wrong time. This is the right place for me to be. I've met somebody new. You know, any number of things can happen, right? So fear and faith cannot coexist. But how do we walk through our lives when we are struggling through fear and faith, whether that's in marriage, whether that's in family, whether that's in staying in our homes, whether that's what we should put into our house? So I would suggest to you the following, that this is where we are called to ask for insight. We are asked to seek wisdom. And I have found that the best way to seek wisdom is to go to my Bible and pull information out of my Bible, read the Old Testament, read the New Testament, get the insight of those who have gone before me who struggled the same way and had to face the same decisions and can tell me the stories of where their failures were through their vulnerability and transparency in the Bible. And therefore, I am taught how to avoid similar mistakes. Find people that are embedded there. Seek counsel from people who know the way. and can guide you in the way. When it comes to real estate, we treasure the opportunity to serve. And serving may mean, as I said before, stay put. It may mean now's the time, or it may mean let's take a couple years and let me give you the tools necessary to get you ready. So thank you for your trust. Thank you for those who've listened. And I really appreciate our time here. I'm going to turn our attention to Stuart Rosenthal, who recorded a segment previously that we're going to hear now.
Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. What do you got for me?
Well, you know, people at the age of 72 start being required to pull what they call required minimum distributions out of their 401ks and IRAs. You're forced by the IRS to start taking untaxed monies out and pay tax on them every year based upon how long you're going to live. Based, you know, there's longevity rules on these things. So there's something out there that helps you save some of this money from taking it out before you want to. Let's say you're 72, you're still working, or you don't need the money, you don't want to do that. You can put money into what's called a QLAC, a qualified longevity annuity contract. Up to $135,000 or 25% of your IRA balance can be set aside into an annuity, which you can decide what year you want to start getting the money stream from that. But it's a lifetime annuity stream for you and or your spouse. And you can say in your 80s or your 90s, whatever you want to put it off to. And that way, that money continues to grow in the stock market and you don't have to pay tax on it. You don't have to pull it out. It reduces the RMDs you have to take every year. It's a lot of good things in one, but you should talk to somebody who knows how to do this right before you get one.
Sounds good. Read about it in the Beacon newspapers today at thebeaconnewspapers.com.
Well, that's a wrap for this segment. Remember, if you want to be in faith, seek wisdom. When we get back, Helen Flynn will be my guest, so don't go away.